to the United States now and the crisis engulfing President Donald Trump and the efforts to impeach him. President Trump has made the claim that whoever provided a whistleblower with information about his call with the Ukrainian president is close to a spy. The comments were made to an audience of Korea Foreign Service officers who work at the United Nations, and President Trump reportedly added that in the old days, spies were dealt with differently. So, why would a CIA operative be working at the White House, and why might they be privy to the president's most confidential conversations? I spoke to Fred Flights, a former CIA analyst who recently served as a deputy assistant to President Trump and chief of staff to former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Well, I was in national security jobs for 25 years, and I was asked to be John Bolton's chief of staff and the NSC executive secretary. And in that job, I handled the paper flow and documents to and from the president. And among the things I did is that I would edit and process transcripts of presidential phone calls with foreign powers.
We're hearing the whistleblower involved in this case was a CIA analyst. Before we get into the details of this call, what sort of duties would a CIA analyst have in the White House? What would they be doing there?
Well, he was part of the National Security Council, which provides foreign policy aid to the president, foreign policy assistance. And he either was working in the Russia-Europe office covering Ukraine, I understand he's an expert in Ukraine, or he was loaned to the White House Situation Room, which is where transcripts of presidential phone calls are made.
So what sort of sensitive information would a role like that expose someone like this CIA analyst to?
Well, first of all, it exposes him to privileged communications and documents concerning the president, deliberative documents that are not revealed to Congress because they involve the president's internal deliberations to make policy. And someone like this also would be exposed to very sensitive transcripts that involve communications with foreign powers and very sensitive intelligence.
Now, a phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine is at the center of these allegations. Can you give me a sense of the mechanics of this, if you like? How would a phone call like that be recorded down on paper?
Well, first of all, there's no audio recording made. We haven't done that since Watergate. We don't do audio recordings of presidential phone calls. Instead, there's probably three individuals, probably intelligence officers, who are making notes on the call. Then afterwards, they compare notes to put together what is very close to a verbatim transcript. After that, it's sent to a regional office, for example, to check it to make sure there's no errors or names of leaders are spelled right. Then the executive secretary sees it. That's the job I had. And then it would be sent to Ambassador Bolton's office.
Obviously, we're hearing details about this particular call, but what are the normal restrictions on the transcripts of memorandums of calls like these between the president and foreign leaders?
Well, they were always restricted before President Trump came into office. But after a number of leaks of these transcripts early in his administration, they have been extremely restricted. And just a couple of people in each government agency gets to see them.
So would a CIA analyst have direct access to material like that? Can you tell me a bit more about the level of access they'd have?
Well, the officers transcribing it would have access, and it's possible that an officer working on Ukraine in the Europe-Russia office would have access. But what happened here, according to the whistleblower complaint, the whistleblower did not see the transcript and did not listen to the call. Instead, this person was told about the call by one other person or maybe multiple people. And that's a violation of how these calls are supposed to be handled. You're not supposed to discuss them with people not on the dissemination list.
Right. So what's on the line here? If someone from the CIA gives away this sort of information, is their career over?
Oh, I think so. But I think there's a bigger question here, and that's a matter of trust. The CIA is trusted to basically serve as clerks in this vital capacity to write up these phone calls and to safeguard this information if they're serving in the NSC. And if they're sharing this information, if they're back briefing people in their home agencies and letting this information get around, they've violated the trust of the president. And I think that's going to hurt the reputation of the CIA, possibly for many years to come.
So obviously investigations are continuing to this, but what would happen if the identity of that whistleblower was revealed, in your view?
I think that's probably going to happen. I don't think that's a big deal. The media in the U.S. is making a big deal out of that. But look, there's been lots of whistleblowers in the past who did things. They claimed it was for ethical reasons. And in most cases, they're just allowed to move on with their careers.
You've got experience in the Trump administration. Give me an insight into what's happening there at the moment. How do they react when dealing with scandals like this? What would be happening in the White House at the moment?
Well, I think they're trying to evaluate how this happened. And I think the big thing is that it appears that people within the White House complex are not following the rules and protecting sensitive transcripts of presidential phone calls. And I think they're probably thinking about how to further restrict them.
What impact do you think these events will have on potential whistleblowers in the future?
Well, I think that all the publicity about this is going to make it look is going to complicate it. But I don't think most intelligence officials are going to regard this as a real whistleblower. This whistleblower complaint looks like it was written by a team of attorneys. I think it's a fake. I suspect the whistleblowing complaint may actually have been written by attorneys with the House Intelligence Committee. And I think when that comes out, whistleblowers in the future are going to realize that, this was not a legitimate instance of whistleblowing.
As we're hearing more and more about this every day, what impact do you think that this could have on Donald Trump's presidential campaign and equally that of whoever the Democrat candidate will be?
Well, there was a lot of talk that this was going to hurt the president politically and it could lead to impeachment. But I think a House Intelligence Committee hearing today on this whistleblower went pretty badly because Adam Schiff, the chairman of the committee, was trying to get answers out of the director of national intelligence on basically Donald Trump's foreign policy decisions and how he's dealing with the president of Ukraine. These are not intelligence questions. And I think Schiff looked like a bit of a fool. And I suspect that this set back Democrat efforts to push forward impeachment pretty significantly.
Former CIA analyst Fred Flights speaking to me there from Washington, D.C.